Up to Perek Shvi of Hilchas Tefillah. It's page Yutes in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Kishetignu Chachamim Divrei Tefillas Elul. When the sages instituted these prayers, Tignu Brachas Acheres Lebarach Olson B'chol Yom. So in addition to the three daily prayers, they also instituted other blessings to bless every day. Elohein, these are those blessings. Kishikonas Adam L'mitaso Lishin B'layla. When a person goes to bed, to go to sleep for the night, Mvarach, he says the blessing. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech haolam. Blessed are you, Hashem, God, King of the world. Hamapel chavushin aleinai, who causes the bands of sleep to fall on my eyes. Hamashkia shinas tardema, and he causes me to slumber deeply. Hameir lishin basayin, and who shines the pupil of, into the pupil of the eye. Yiratzim lefanach Hashem lekai, may be your will, Hashem, my God. Shetatzileni mi'itzer ra, save me from the evil impulse. The pegara from a bad event that occurs to me. Vadi faluni chalom es raim, and let the bad dreams not confuse me. Lo hurim raim, nor bad thoughts. Temitas yishlemu lefanecha, let my bed be complete before you. Because the Mishnah explains that let my children be righteous and not wicked. V'tamideni memena lechayim l'shalom, let me get up from bed for life and for peace. V'irei nai penishna mavas, and shine into my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Baruch Hashem, we bless you, Hashem, Hamei Olam Kulo B'Chvado, who shines to the whole world with His glory. Baruch Beis. The Kari Parsha Rishonim and Kriya Shema. Then you also read the first portion of the Shema. The Yoshin goes to sleep. Even if his wife is sleeping with him in bed, he's allowed to read the Kriya Shema. The Mansasaso Shena, if he's very tired and he's falling asleep, Korah Fila Pasuk Rishon. You can read even the first sentence of Psuki Rachmim or other verses of compassion. Kachishon, and afterwards he goes to sleep. Halacha Gimel. B'shash Yikatz B'sof Shinaso Mevarech V'al Mitaso Kach. When he wakes up at the end of his sleep, he says the following blessing while he's still on bed. Lakaim, my God, Neshama Shinasata B'Tahera, the soul that you gave me is pure. Atavarasa, vata yitzarta, vata nefakta bi. You created it, you formed it, you blew it into me. Atamishamra bikibi, you guarded within me. Atasa dita mimani, and you will at the end take it away from me. Atasa nachzira bi, lasid lavu, and then you will return it to me in the future. Kalzmansha, neshamra tliya bikibi, as long as the soul is hanging within me. Madani nefanach Hashem lakai, I acknowledge, I give my thanks to you, Hashem, my God. Ribon kol ha'asim, the master of all creation. Hashem, we bless you, Hashem, a maxim neshamas of Gramesim, who returns souls to dead bodies. Lacha Dalet, Yishashemeya kol atarnagolim, when he hears the sound of the roosters crowing, Mavarach says a blessing, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam, he blesses Hashem, the God of the universe, hanotzin asach ravina lavchem ben yom uvein laila, who gives the cock, the rooster, the intelligence to him, distinguish between day and night. Yishlovish begadet Mavarach, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam, malbish arumim. When he puts on his clothing, he blesses the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem, etc., who clothes the naked. When he puts his turban, his hat on his head, Mavarach, he says the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem, Alakina Melech Olam, Ote Yisrael B'Sefara, blessed are you, etc., who crowns Israel with beauty. When he passes his eyes, his hands over his eyes, he says the blessing who causes the blind to see. When he sits up in bed, he says the blessing who unties those that are bound. When he lowers his feet from the bed, puts them on the ground, he blesses and spreads the earth upon the water. When he stands up, he says the blessing who makes the lowered ones rise. When he washes his hands, he says the blessing was sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to wash the hands. When he washes his face, he blesses Hashem, the God of the universe, who removes the bands of slumber from his eyes and sleep from his eyelids. May it be your will, Hashem, my God, God of my fathers. Get me used to doing matters of mitzvahs. Don't get me used to doing sins, the avon. Let the good impulse rule over me. Let the bad impulse not rule over me. Strengthen me in your commandments. Sincholki b'sorasecha let my portion be in your Torah. Zitneni l'cheinu l'chatzal rachm b'necha. Give me for grace, compassion, and kindness and compassion in your eyes. U'beinei kol ro'ai, and the eyes of all that see me. Sigmleinu chasadim tevim, do unto me acts of kindness. Brachot Hashem, we bless you Hashem. Goma chasadim tovim, who does acts of kindness. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, from the Rambam it comes out that you say each of these blessings when it actually happens. In other words, you don't wash your hands first, as the Rambam describes it. You do those things in the order that they happen. Washing the hands comes later. Kesef Mishnah brings from Rabbeinu Yonah that he says this was appropriate in the time of the Gemara when they were in a very high level. But we, our hands are not clean. We don't keep ourselves in such a clean state. The Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you should first wash your hands before saying any of these blessings. Halacha hei. B'chazman shikonis abeis hakiseh, whenever he goes into the bathroom, Omri says, kodem shikonis, before entering, hiskabdu mechubadim kadoshim mishasi alyon. Be honored, O honored ones, holy ones, who serve the Most High. Azruni, azruni, shamruni, shamruni. Help me, help me. Guard me, guard me. Amtina li shikonis v'yetzeh. Wait for me while I go in till I come out. She said, "Akad shabnei Adam, this is the way of people." In other words, the angels that accompany the person, he begs their pardon and he asks them to wait. Vachshiyotz, after he leaves, Mavarch, he says the blessing, Baruch Hashem Akinu Melech Olam, he blesses Hashem, the God of the world. Shiyotz Adam b'chachma, formed man with wisdom. Barba nukavim, created in him different holes, chalulim, different hollow places. Golav yidul lefnei kisech v'dechad, is known, it is revealed before your throne of glory. If one of the places that should be open would be closed, or if one that should be closed would be open, we cannot exist even for an hour. We bless Hashem, Rofei Kol Basar, who heals all flesh, and who does wonders. When he puts on his belt, he says the blessing, who girds Israel with strength. When he puts on his shoes, he makes the blessing, was made for me all of my needs. When he goes out to go on his way, he says, who directs the steps of man. A man should say every day, blessed are you Hashem, etc. Shalom Asanigai, who did not make me a non-Jew. Bless Hashem, etc. Shalom Asanisha, who did not make me a woman. Baruch atah Hashem alakinu melech haolam, bless Hashem, and so on. Shlo asani oved, who did not make me a slave. Halacha zayin. Shmona aser brachas elu, these 18 blessings. Elam seder, they don't have a particular order. And a mevarach alachs mehen al dava shabracha b'shvilo b'shaito. He makes each of these blessings over the thing for which that blessing is for in the time that you do it. Ketzah, for example. Harei shachagach guravu mitaso. Let's see, put on his belt when he's still in bed. Then he makes the blessing, who girds Israel with strength. Shama kol ha'tarnagol, then if he hears the voice of the rooster, he makes the blessing of who gives the rooster intelligence. Any of these blessings that he's not obligated in, that he didn't do, like he slept in his clothes, so he's not putting on his clothes, so he wouldn't make the bracha malbish arumim, for example. So the Rambam holds that these blessings are made only if they specifically apply to you and you've done that particular thing on that day. Halacha ches, ketzat, for example, londachsus enim avarkashom in malbashurum. If he went to sleep with his clothing, he doesn't make the blessing who clothes the naked in the morning. Holach yachav, if he's going barefoot, enim avarkashasis ali kaltark, he doesn't make the blessing who has made me all of my needs, referring to the shoes. Yom Kippur, Mubatisha B'av, She'ein Shem Lechitza, on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'av, when there is no washing, in a Mavarach Natilas Yadayim, he doesn't make the blessing of Natilas Yadayim, Flo Mavarchev Lashena, nor the blessing who removes the bands of slumber, which is made when you wash your face. Yom Lonichlus Abesa Kisein, Mavarach Hashayatza Sa'adam, if you didn't go to the bathroom, you don't say the blessing of Hashayatza Sa'adam. Chen Shabracha Se'elo, the same is true of all of these other blessings. Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Ran holds that you should wash Netilas Yadayim on Yom Kippur, because it's a mitzvah, and therefore you would make the blessing of Netilas Yadayim. He also says that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds you're not allowed to wash your hands at all on Yom Kippur. Kesef Mishnah also brings a Ravid that for some reason is not printed in the standard Rambams, and that Ravid says that who doesn't wash their hands either for cleanliness or because of a bad spirit, or there are vessels that are moist, and he can pass them over his eyes or his face, or if he has crud on his eyes, he can wash them with water, and then he can say a blessing. The Kesef Mishnah explains that what the Ravid is arguing about is where the Rambam says on Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, when there is no washing, you don't say these blessings. And the Ravid is saying, well, under certain circumstances, you can wash. So why shouldn't you then say those blessings? And the Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, indeed, if you would wash for those reasons that were mentioned and it's permitted, then you would say the blessing. But the Rambam is writing as a rule, and in general, there is no washing. And therefore, you wouldn't say these blessings. Lachates. Nago am barov arenu. It's the custom of the people in most of our cities, Lavarach brachasei lo zu achar zu, to make these blessings one after the other, v'beis haknesses in the synagogue. Bein eschaivu behen, bein lo eschaivu behen, whether they were obligated in them or not. The Rambam says, v'tos hu, that's a mistake. V'nor lasaskin, it's not right to do this. V'lavarach bracha elam kin eschaivu ba, you shouldn't say the blessing unless you are obligated in that particular blessing. Halacha Yud. Hamashkim likur b'Torah. If a person gets up to study and read the Torah, kodem shikur kriya shema, before the reading of the Shema, bein kar b'Torah shebachsav, bein kar b'Torah shebalpeh, whether he's reading the written Torah or the oral Torah, notel yadav tchila, he first washes his hands, umavarach shalosh brachas, and then he says three blessings, Vachkach Korei, and then he reads the Torah. Ve'elohein, these are the three blessings. Ashikat Shalom B'mitzvos of Itzvon O'Divrei Torah, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us concerning words of Torah. Rebna Hashem L'kenes Divrei Sarotso B'finu V'fiyas Amcha Kol Beis Yisrael. Make pleasant, O Hashem our God, the words of your Torah in our mouths, in the mouths of all of your people of Israel. V'ni Anachnu V'tzeh Tzoeinu V'tzeh Tzoei Amcha Yodish Mecha. Let us be, and our descendants, and the descendants of your people, we should be those who know your name, those kisorasechan, who occupy ourselves with your Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, we bless you Hashem, Amlam Etor Lamo Yisrael, who teaches Torah to his people Israel. The third blessing is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akinu Melech HaOlam, we bless Hashem, the God of the world, Asher Bachabanu Mikol Amim, who chose us from all of the nations, V'nasalanas Terasa, who gave us his Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, we bless Hashem, Nosin HaTorah, the giver of the Torah. Yudala. Chol yom chayv adam levarach shalosh brachas elu. Every day a person is obligated to say these three blessings. Yachakach, and afterwards, korem yat p'divrei Torah. He reads a little bit of the Torah, so he should do the mitzvah right after the blessing. V'dago am likro birchas kohanim. It's customary among the people to read the blessings of the kohanim. Yishmakamash akorn tzavos b'nei Yisrael. Some places read tzavos b'nei Yisrael, the portion of the daily sacrifice. There's some places that read both of them. You also read chapters or laws of the Mishnah and of the Brisa. The sages praised those who read the Psalms every day, from the Psalm Tehillah LeDavid, the 145th Psalm, until the end of the Book of Tehillim. For Nagu Likos Psukim Lefneim Lachlem, it's also customary to read other sentences before and after these Psalms, the Tikdu Bracha Lefnei Azmiris, and they also instituted a blessing before these songs, Fi Baruch Shamar, which is the blessing beginning with the words Baruch Shamar, Bracha Lachlem, and is a blessing after them, Vu Yishtabach, beginning with the word Yishtabach. Afterwards, he says the blessing over the Shema, and he reads the Shema. Yud Gimel. Yesh mekam shenogu ben likos v'chol yom achas shemavachim yishtavach shiras hayam v'achikach mevachim al Shema. Some places have the custom to read after yishtavach the song of the crossing of the Red Sea, and then they say the blessings of the Shema. Yesh mekam shekon shiras hazinu. There are places that read the song of hazinu. There are some individuals who read both songs. A kalafia minag, it all goes according to the custom. Yudalit. Chayv adam levarach mei brachas ben ayom v'alayla. A person is obligated to make 100 blessings to bless, which includes the day and the night. Mahin mei brachas. What are the 100 blessings? Eilochav Gimel Baruch Hashem Aninu Beperek Zeh. We counted the 23 early morning preliminary blessings in this chapter. There are seven blessings of the Shema, counting the morning and the evening Shema, and the blessings before and afterwards. When he puts on the tzitzis, he blesses Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, who has sanctified us with his commandments, commanded us to enwrap ourselves with tzitzis. When he puts on the tefillin, he blesses Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, we bless Hashem, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to put on the tefillin. Three daily prayers, each of which has 18 blessings. Shmonim v'sheish brachas, that makes 86 blessings. Kshalchashi sudis shal yom v'alayla, mavarach arba esrei brachas. When he eats two meals by day, one by night, he has another 14 blessings. Sheva b'chol suda, there are seven in each blessing. How so? Achas kishit yad v'tchila, one when he washes his hands first. But a mazon, another food, achas b'tchila, one before, that's the hamotzi. Ushalosh b'sof, that three afterwards is the benching. Birchas hamazon. But a yayin l'fon v'lachrav, then he makes a blessing on the wine, which accompanies the birchas hamazon, before and after. Reisheva brachos, that makes seven. So altogether you have 100 brachas exactly. Nowadays, that there's the blessing against the heretics in prayer, so there's an extra three there. And they added a fourth blessing, a tova meitiv in benching, for the two benchings makes another two. Nimtzu chamish brachas aseres, you have an extra five blessings. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there are seven blessings instead of the 19, or if in the other days of the year, of the week, he was not obligated in these morning blessings. For example, he didn't sleep all night. He didn't undo his belt. He didn't go to the bathroom. And as the Rambam said before, you don't say any of these blessings unless you did that thing described in the blessing. And so on. So then you have to make up for the 100 blessings with fruit. Ketzad, the Rambam says, how so? He eats a little bit of vegetable, and he says a blessing before and afterwards. Then he goes and eats some fruit. He makes a blessing before and afterwards. And he counts all of the blessings that he's saying, till he finishes the 100 of every day. This is the order of the prayers. In the morning, a person gets up and says these blessings. And he reads the Psukei de Zimra, the verses of song, and he says the blessing before and after. Then he reads the Shema and says the blessing before and after. And he skips the Kedusha, where we say the Pasuk Kodesh, 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 and Baruch, Kod Hashem. You skip that. Because an individual does not say Kedusha. Kesemisha brings down that it is quoted in the name of the son of the Rambam that the Rambam changed his mind later on in his life and felt that you could say the Kedusha even as an individual, that the Kedusha that's part of the blessing before the Shema can in fact be said even as an individual. Here he says not, and reportedly he changed his mind later on. When he finishes the blessing after Shema Gol Yisrael, Miyad Yamar, should stand immediately, so that the blessing of redemption should be next to the prayer. And he prays while standing, as we've said. When he finishes, he should sit, fall upon his face, and supplicate. Then he picks up his head, and he continues to supplicate a bit while still sitting, with words of supplication. Then he reads the 145th Psalm, Tilla David. He's chanik v'kokho, and he add supplications according to his ability, his strength. If he parts of a mice, then he goes off to do the things he has to do. From Mincha you read first the prayer, the Psalm Tilal David, Miyushev, you can sit for that. Then he stands and says the Mincha prayer. When he finishes, Nofel upon him, he falls on his face, and he supplicates. And he lifts up his head and supplicates according to his strength. Then he goes off to do the things he has to do. And in the evening, prayer, Kari Kriya Shema, he reads the Shema, and Mevrach Lofna Al-Achra, he says the blessing before and afterwards. The Samach Gula L'Tfilah, he has the prayer of redemption next to the Shemon Esrei. The Spal Miumad, and he prays while standing. U'Kishiyashlam Yeshiv Miat V'Yifter. When he finishes, he should sit for a little while and then leave. The Meschani Nachat Kilo Sarvus, and Meshubach. If you offer supplicatory prayers after the evening service, then that is praiseworthy. V'Av Bishu Mevrach Ashkivenu Acha Gol Yisrael. Even though after the blessing, Gaal Yisrael, who redeems Israel, he says another blessing before the Shemoneh Esrei of Hashkivenu. Ena Hafsek Ben Gula L'Tfilah. It's not considered an interruption between the prayer of redemption and the prayer of Shemoneh Esrei.